Welcome back, everybody. Tidav Yomi. Thank you to our Chevra. We are very grateful to our Chevra. It's always great to see everybody. We are up to Daf Membeis. We are on Daf 42 in Maseches Bava Metzia, and we are going to continue to plow through and Amir Tashem accomplish amazing things. So we get to start from a Mishnah on Daf Membeis. Normally, we're starting in like the middle of Daf Memalef and Membeis. So let's keep going from this Mishnah on top of Daf Membeis. Says the Mishnah, Mafkin Mos Eitzel Chavira. So this should look familiar to us because we saw this Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav, says the Mesoras Hashas. But let's say Binyamin gives me money to watch. Taran Vivshil Nachorov. And I go and I wrap it up and I fling it over my shoulder. You know, like the old Western movies, you're walking with the thing over your shoulder. Oh, Shemusrum Liv No Vito Akatanim. Or you give it to your children who are young. Vinal Bifnaim Shalok Karoi. Or you don't lock them properly. Basically, you don't do a good shmira on them. And then something happens to them. Chayev, I am going to be chayev for destroying Binyamin's money. Shaloshimer Kederach HaShomrim, because I did not watch it like the way the Shomrim are supposed to watch it. But Vim Shimer Kederach HaShomrim, Potter. But if I did watch it the way that I am supposed to watch it, and then something happened to it, then I am going to be Potter. Very good. So says the Gemara, let's analyze this. So I understand giving it to my two-year-old kid and not locking the door properly. That makes sense. But what's the problem with flinging it over my shoulder? That's how I'm carrying it. What's the big deal? Why is that going to be something which is shelo kiderach hashomrim? What's the issue? Says the Gemara, Marav Amar Biyitzlak Amar Krav Itzarta Kesef Biyadcha, that it needs to be in your hands. Afal Bishet Tzrurin Yu Biyadcha. Even though it is wrapped up and it's thrown over your shoulder, still, we need to make sure to have it in your hands. Now, we're going to get other financial advice from Rabbi Yitzchak, says the Gemara. This is for the Shomer, yeah, that it's supposed to be, your money is supposed to be in your hands. You're not supposed to be hanging, dangling it out in public for everyone else to go see it. Right, so I think that's considered hands, right? Like, that's kind of like, I mean, lahavdil, not lahavdil, but just like a very different area of halacha, you know, when it comes to like borer on Shabbos, right? You have ochel midoch pilas, miyad, and biyad, the three exceptions to borer. So what's biyad? Biyad means you literally have to be taking it with your hands. No, biyad means, Ramosha says, like with a fork or a spoon or some utensil. So I feel like pocket would kind of, you know, it counts something. We're talking as opposed to like flinging it over, that it needs to be biyadcha. That's how the money needs to be. Says the Gemara, Vamar Biyitzlak, Yom Yei Kas V'Shol Adamatzo Biyadcha, Shenemar V'Tzarta HaKesef Biyadcha, because we want to make sure that your money is in your hands. You should know where your money is. Good. Vamar Biyitzlak, Yom Yashal Shadam Es Ma'usav. You should diversify. You should not go and put all of your eggs in one basket. You should split up your money into thirds. Shlish bekarka, you should go a third into real estate. Shlish bebrachmatia, and a third into, you know, commerce, business, whatever it is. Shlish tachas yadu, and you should have a third, right, you should have a third liquid. Crypto, right? And you should have a third that is liquid, because what? You should have a third that's liquid because let's say a business opportunity comes up. You want to make sure to go and have it. I felt really bad because Alan and I were listening to a podcast, I think it was Behind the Bima, and one of the questions Rabbi Goldberg likes to ask is, if you could give yourself advice from 10 years ago, what would you give yourself advice? And I told Lana, I'm like, I think I'd buy some Bitcoin. But that was the advice that I was thinking. And I'm like, you know, I think they're looking for, like, I would tell myself to learn better and to this better.
That would be a
year ago, Rabbi. Yeah, by the way. The whole Bitcoin be tuchlin thing also things. Now 12. Good call. I didn't even think about it like that, right? Anyway, so you go and diversify. You should go and split up into thirds, a third into karka, a third into business, and a third you should have liquid because you never know what business opportunity is going to come by and you want to make sure that you have cash available. And this is something which comes up a lot, that bracha only comes to something which is samoy min ha'ayin, which is removed from the eye, which is hidden from the eye. Hashem does not like to do major open miracles. Not that he doesn't like to do, it's just not the way the world works. There are very few times where we see open, huge miracles, even though we're finding more and more nowadays. But bracha only comes by samoy min ha'ayin. Shnemar yitzav Hashem yitchasa bracha ba'asamecha. Does this pasuk look familiar? V'itin l'cha, right? This is where this comes up. Very good, right? I knew you'd like that one. So v'itin l'cha, yitzav Hashem yitzcha, es ha-bracha ba'asamecha. Tanu d'ber b'shmo, ina bracha b'tzuyo, v'ndavar she'ina ayin sholetes bo. That bracha only comes by something which is ina ayin sholetes bo. And this is going to be the same thing. Shenemra yitzav Hashem yitzcha, es ha-bracha ba'asamecha. right? When you have something which is some women ayin, that's when bracha comes. Says the Gemara, something which is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Tanu Rabbanan, Aulich Lamod Es Grona, when you go and measure your grain. Omer Yiratom Lefanacha Hashem Elokeinu Shetishlach Bracha B'Maaseh Yadeinu, that you should make a bracha that Hashem should bless everything that you have, and that when your Maaseh Yadeinu. Hiskli Lamod, now you start to measure it. Omer Baruch Sholeach Bracha B'Kri Hazeh, that Hashem gives me bracha in that which I have. Meaning, wow, thank you Hashem, and I should continue to have bracha in that one which I have. Madad v'acharkach birich. Let's say you measure it, you know exactly what you have, and now you want to make the bracha. Arei zeh tefilah shav. This is considered a tefilah shav. Why? Lefi she'ein habracha mitzuyah, lo b'davar ha-shakol, v'lo b'davar ha-mado, v'lo b'davar ha-manoi, elo b'davar ha-samoy min'ayim. Because the only time bracha comes is by something which is samoy min'ayim. So when you are signing into your bank account before you actually look at the money, you could say that little yiratzon over there. That's actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You go down, you're not sure exactly what it's going to be. Once you've seen it, and now it's measured. Now there's a bigger discussion nowadays that things are more measured and it's more exact. So whether you say the bracha, whether you don't say the bracha, but the concept is the same. Each time you look into a certain account or you look into whatever portfolio you're looking at, it's a good way to think. Because again, the more we remind ourselves that Hashem is very involved in that which we have, it is a very good thing for our parnasa. That's just the way it works. And it's a very good thing for our menuchas ha-nefesh. It's a very good thing to remind us that we can only do our best and put in our ishtadlus, but ultimately, it's coming from above. So this is something which is always there to remind us of that. Again, Shenemar Yitzav Hashem Yitzchaysa Bracha Ba'asa Mecha. And this is why there's a lot of connection V'itein Lecha with the school for Parnasa. There's a lot of stuff over there because we're talking about these things, about how Hashem works and how Hashem's plan goes. There's so much that this is literally the whole money mindset, Chad. This is what we talk about all the time. But Ein HaBracha Matzoy Elo B'davar HaSamoy Min HaAyin is something which is a very interesting concept to go and try to figure out in this way. Fine. Now, after this business advice, this business class that Rabbi Yitzchak has given us, it's also interesting because Rabbi Yitzchak's the same one who says, Adam Mimash Mishpikus V'Kosha V'Shah. Right? So Rabbi Yitzchak, I guess, was giving his own money mindset class back in the day. So Rabbi Yitzchak, we now go back to that which we were talking about in our Mishnah. So it says the Gemara again, we were talking about the good type of Shmira versus the bad type of Shmira. Amar Shmuel, K'safim Ein Lahem Shmira Elo B'Karka. So the only possible good way to go and guard money is by burying it. Buried treasure, right? All of them. We know that burying it is the only way to go and do it, because once it's underground, the conditions changing won't impact the money necessarily. So I guess if you dig it deep enough, then that's how you have to go and protect it. Amar Rava, Umodi Shmuel be'erev Shabbos bein hashmashos dolat shirchu rabbanan. And Rava says that Shmuel admits that on Erev Shabbos, let's say Binyamin gives me money right before Shabbos, right? So the Rabbanan aren't going to make me go and dig up a hole at that time, meaning it's like 10 minutes before Shabbos, I'm about to light candles, and Binyamin's like, oh, by the way, can you watch my money? You expect me to go out and dig a huge hole right now and redig it and fill it in and do all that right now? So the Rabbanan say, you don't have to do that. But v'isha l'motzei Shabbos, shir l'makrevinu v'lo karvinu, chayev. But if he gave it to me on Motzei Shabbos, and there was enough time that I could have gone outside and dug a ditch and put the money in, and then I didn't do that and something else happened at that time, then I'm going to be chayev. V'itzor v'mir rabbanan hu. But if I am a young Talmud Chacham, whatever it is, Savar Dilma mi Boile Zuze La Avdalta. So then you could say, no, maybe they needed the money to go and get Havdalah wine, right? Havdalah wine was pretty expensive, and this is why there's a lot of discussion in terms of what could you use for Havdalah. Kiddush, there's not much leeway, there's not much flexibility there, but when it comes to Havdalah, we have the concept of, what's it called?
Medina.
Very good, yeah, Medina, what's the first? Chamar Medina, right? Chamar Medina, right? So, well, can you use beer? Can you use orange juice? Can you use soda? Can you use milk? I don't know, right? So these are big questions as to what's considered Chamar Medina. The story my son came home from school with, which is a classic story and a good one to know in terms of questions, is I think it was with Reb Chaim. Someone once went over to him and asked if you're allowed to use milk for the Arba Kosos. Familiar, right? And what did he give her? Gave her money to buy wine and for meat. Because if you're asking that question, then it must be that, right? So, not sure, right? That's because Chamar Medina, right? Anyway, but anyway, okay, let's go back to our discussion. Savar Dilma mi Boile Zuze La Avdalta. Good. Says the Gemara V'ha'idna Dishlichi Gushashai Ein Lam Shmira Elo Bishmei Koren. Nowadays, where there are people, the robbers always try to figure out the best methods to go and get the money. So you have people that would poke they have thin metal rods and they would poke the ground to see where the money would be. So you have like treasure hunters or thieves who would go from place to place to try to find that. So the only good way to guard money is by putting it in the ceiling. V'ha'idna Dishlichi Prumai, and you have people now that go and break ceilings. So what's the best way to Ein Lam Shmira? The only way to go and protect money properly is by putting it in bricks. Amarava umodeshmuel bekotel. And Rava says that Shmuel admits that in a wall it's also going to be okay. But v'ayinah d'shlichei tuvchai, nowadays people are walking around and tapping the wall to see which part is hollow and which one's not. Ein lahem shmira lo b'tefach ha-samach l'karko, b'tefach ha-samach l'shmei korah. The only way to go and protect yourself from losing your money is by putting it on the tefach that's closest to the ceiling or closest to the ground, because then you won't be able to tell whether it's extra hollow or not, and therefore you're going to be saved. So again, robbers were always figuring out a new way. Now it's the hacking skills, right? So that's what we're always moving along in the world. It says in Rav Yosef or Ravashi, Hasam Tanan, over there in Pesachim, we have a Mishnah which says, Chametz Nafla Alav Mapolas Harei Hu Kimuvuar, that if you have Chametz where a wall fell on it, then that's as if it's burnt. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Kol She'ein HaKelv Yachol V'Chapis HaKharav, anything which a dog is not able to go and search after, that's when it's going to be considered totally destroyed. V'tana Kama Chavisas HaKelv, so how far down is that it can no longer go and bury for the Chametz? Gimel Tvachim, this is Gimel Tvachim Achanami, Mi Ba'inan Shosh Tvachim Alo. So we're trying to figure out how deep do you have to bury this money into the ground. So do we say that it's going to be the same amount? Interesting, right? The Gemara in really Halacha is always looking to other areas of Halacha that might be similar in order to go and learn out our dinim. So this is fascinating. We're learning out how deep do you have to dig money that it's considered safe, that you're now off the hook if something were to happen, from the Halachos of what's no longer considered food to no longer be considered Chametz. Fascinating comparison. So would it be the same three tefachim? No, when it comes to the whole chametz thing, we don't want there to be any hana, even like the smelling of it. So that's why we say three tefachim. But over here, we don't care about the actual smell or anything. All we care about is covering it up from your eye. We just don't want someone to be able to see it. Otherwise, they're going to come and steal it. So that's all that matters. So maybe we wouldn't need three tefachim over there. V'kama, so how much would you need? Amarah from misikra tefach. You just need a smaller amount. Amarah from misikra tefach. You would just need a tefach. Says the Gemara now, a few stories to go and close out our daf. So let's just go and mention what we spoke about so far. So we spoke about, let's say, Binyamin gives me money. What's considered good shmira, what's not good shmira? If I go and throw it over my shoulder, I give it to my young kids, or if I don't lock the door properly, that's bad and I'm going to be chayav, otherwise I'm going to be patur. We had some financial advice from Rabbi Yitzchak, which started because we said that it has to be biyadcha, that you have to be holding the money in your hands. And then we spoke about how to guard it nowadays, because robbers have become more and more advanced. So you bury it, maybe you put it in the walls, you put it in the top tefach or the bottom tefach. Nowadays, again, you would just put it into an account and hope for the best, right? If something hacker happens and you lose all the money and whatever it is, right, can you really be held accountable for that? All right, that's not my question. All right, here we go. FDIC insured. There it is, right. The FDIC insured up to $250,000. No, right, this whole thing. Okay. Says the Gemara, Hu gavra de'af kidzuze gabe chavri. So there was a certain person, Binyamin, came to me again and gave me money to go and watch for him. Osvinu bitzrifa de'orvene ignov. So I put it into this hut from willow branches that's there, and then it was stolen from that hut of willow branches. Amar of Yosef, afa gavdil inin ganveni tirusei. Even though where you put it, where I put it when I was watching Binyamin's money, was a valid place of Shmira in terms of Gneva, meaning if someone were to steal it from that place, I'm not going to be accountable because I did a good enough Shmira over there, Linyanura Pshiusahi, but I was very negligent because that's a very flammable place. That's a place that would light on fire in a second and Binyamin's money would be gone. So I was a Pshia. Oh, very good, but it was stolen. So it was stolen, but I was negligent in terms of fire protection. So what does this mean? It says the Gemara, "Hava tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones chayav." So this is what we call tchilasu b'pshia, and it's sofa ba'ones, meaning I put it in a situation where pshia should have been relevant, but it ended up being something which was not my fault. It's an ones. So this is tchilasu b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, and this is going to be chayav. This is what we saw in Daf Lamid Vav, and other places in Bava Kama. Vikada Amre, others have a different version. Afa Gavdolini Nurapshiusahi, even though in terms of fire it was a negligence, Linin Ganve Nitirusahi. Bottom line is that it was fine when it came to stealing. Utrilasu Vipshiva Sofa Bonus is going to be Pater. So just a different version. But Hilchsa Trilasu Vipshiva Sofa Bonus is going to be Chayiv in this situation. Now again, there's no little Ein Mishpat near Mitzvah there, so we're going to have to see what the halacha is about Trilasu Vipshiva Sofa Bonus, which we've seen before. But here we go. That is story number one. So again, story number one, where Binyamin gave it to me and I did a good enough shmira for gezela, but not a good shmira for Nura for fire, and we say Tchilasu b'pshiyah. So for bonus is going to be chayev. Next story. So again, Binyamin came to me and asked me if I'd watch his money. Amarle havli zuzai, and he said, "Okay, give me back my money." And I said, "Amarle lo yadana hechos vinu," and I said, "I don't know where I put it." So he came to Rav. Amarle kolo yadana pshiyusa he zil shleim. And this is something again we've seen before on Daf Lamed Hey, again using the source of Shas. So we say anytime I say I don't know, that is considered a Shia, that is a negligence. Good. Next story. So again, it came. Binyamin gave me money to watch. Ashlaminu leime veusvinu bekart lisa veignov. So I gave it to my mother. So Binyamin gave it to me. I gave it to my mother. She put it into a box, and then it was stolen. So now, who's going to be chayef to who and how much? Says Gemara. Oh, very good. So this is a case of shomer semaster leshomer. So says Gemara Merava, hechinai dinu dina lahaidina. So how do we go and judge this case? Nemalei lidi dezil shleim. So do you go and say to me that I should have to go and pay because I was the shomer? Look at the bottom Rashi over here. Very good. Rashi says the shomer semaster leshomer is chayef because this seems to be a case of shomer semaster leshomer. What do you think the answer is going to be to that? Why is it not going to be shomer semaster leshomer chayef? Oh, very good. Right, we've seen this earlier that it's family. Now, what we've seen, though, is your wife and kids. This is now going in the other direction, but it sounds like wife and kids was not dafka. Says the Gemara, Amar, koha mafkid al das isha uvan of hu mafkid. But says the Gemara, we saw this again on Daf Lamed Vav, that anytime you go and give it to me, so when Binyamin gives me money to watch, the assumption is that it's not just for me, it's for my entire family to go and watch. So that's why I would go and answer, and I'd say, no, I'm going to be putzer, because, yeah, I gave it to my mother. So Neymulah, Laman, there's a lot of Laman Vavs going on. Name Ooh, very good. Laman Vavnik Binyamin. By the way, just to point out, we should know, so yesterday we had the discussion about the Chavilez Moros and the fish in the sea and the Kinyanim. And remember I said Chavav and you said Chav Hayam and Beis. So Binyamin came with the Gemara to look it up. So I got to be careful when I'm quoting things now. I can't just make up Dafim like I want to. So we showed that it was Baruch Hashem. It starts on Chav Hayam and Beis, but the Chavilei Zmoros and the toast over there is Chavav. So Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. But got to be careful. I can't just throw out Dafim anymore. Truth is, so we said anytime you go and give out a... When I'm going to be watching something for Binyamin, he can assume that it's going to go to my entire family. So maybe Binyamin should go to my mother and say, go pay. So amra lo amra li, lo amra li de rav dida ninhu de akbarinu. So she could say back, like, it doesn't matter, you didn't tell me anything, so I went and you didn't tell me that it was yours to go and bury it. So I didn't know that I would have to go and do that. So she's going to get herself off the hook like that. So Neymalei Amay Lo Amartala. So maybe Binyamin will go to me and say, why did you not tell your mom that this was my object? And then she would have buried it. So maybe I should be on the hook for not telling my mother that this was really Binyamin's object. Amar, so I would say back, Kol Shekein Dechi Amina La Didi Ninu Tfei Mizarta Behu. Because why would I have to tell her that this is Binyamin's thing? Be extra careful to watch it. I would think if I'm giving her something to watch, that she'll be extra careful as it is. Right? Why would she be more careful with Binyamin's thing than my thing? So I should say, oh, I shouldn't have to go and tell her, oh, it's Binyamin's, make sure you bury it. I should think that she would do it for myself. So Ella Amarava, so what happens in this case? So we have two people, me and my mother, trying to figure out how we're going to get off the hook over here. Binyamin just wants his money back, so what do we do? So Ella Amarava, Mishtaba, Iu, Dahanu, Zuze, Ashlaminu, Li'ime. So I have to go, and the Shomer, me, I'm going to have to go and make a shvua that I gave the money to my mother. Mishtaba, Ime, Dahanu, Zuze, Osvinu, Barak, Bekaratlia veignov. That's Bekartolisa veignov. And my mother will have to go and make a shvua that she put it in this box and it was stolen, upatr, and then she's going to be putter. Fascinating. Next story. Hau apotrapa diasme dezavan lehu Torah liasme umasri lebikra. Lo havale kiche vishine lemecho umes. So there was a certain apotropus of Yesomim who sold an ox to the Yesomim. There was a person who sold the ox to the Yesomim, and it was given over to a herdsman to go and watch these oxen. And now the herdsman is watching this ox, and he sees that they have no teeth, which means that, what's the problem with not having teeth? It's not able to eat. So it's not able to eat, and it goes and dies. So now he's watching all of these ox, one of the oxen is there and dies because it can't eat. Now, this happened to be the one of the Yesomim. So now, who's going to be chayev in this situation? So, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Echin Adin Udina Daina L'Haidinas. How do we judge this case? Nemalei L'Apotropas Yoshlim. So, do we tell the Apotropas that he has to go and pay because he's responsible for the thing and he gave it over to the herdsman? So, Amar, Ana Libikra Masartes. He'll say back, I gave it to a herdsman. I gave it to a guy who literally watches oxen for a living. So, I can't be held accountable. Nemalei L'Bikra Zilshlim. So, if you're going to go and tell the herdsman that he has to go and pay, Amar Ana Bahade Ture Ukimte. So I'm taking care of a whole big group of oxen. So I threw food in front of all of them. I did exactly what I do for all of the other oxen. I didn't know that this one didn't have teeth and wasn't going to be able to eat and was going to die. I had no idea about that. So michdei bikra shomer sachar di yasmehu ibayle liyune. So let's just analyze this for a minute. This herdsman is a shomer sachar of the yisomim, because he's being paid lechora to go and watch these animals. So he's a shomer sachar, so he should have had to look into this. Iikup seida diyasme hachanami. Says the Gemara, you're right. If there was a pseida for the yisoma, meaning if they actually lose something here, meaning they lose the value of the animal, then you're right. Maybe he would have to pay. Vachamayaskina, what are we talking about over here? Delekup seida diyasme. We're talking about a case over here where the yisoma don't lose anything. But says the Gemara, what does that mean? How do they not lose anything? Dashkehu lamari detura vishakul yasme zuzemine. Because we're talking about a case where the owner of the animal who initially sold it to the Yesomim, who sold to the apotropos of the Yesomim, he was called out for the fact that this animal does not have any teeth. It was viewed as a mekach ta'os, and he already paid them back. So the Yesomim don't lose anything here. But says Gemara, wait a minute. If we're talking about a case of the Yesomim got paid back, then what's the question? Ela man katayin. Who's claiming on who? What's the difference over here? Meaning the whole question would be, oh, the Yesomim just lost out on their animal because the animal died. But if we're saying that the Yesomim were already paid back, then what's the problem over here? Mare detura katayin. So no, we're talking about that the owner of the animal is going and claiming because he baile lodan, because you should have told him. You should have said something that this was a problem with the animal. So my modina, what should you have told him? How should you have told him? Made the yada the mekachtos have. He already knows that it was a mekachtos and he already paid them back. So what's the case over here? So says the Gemara, rather, Bisaf Sira Dizavan Mehacho Mizabin Lahacha. We're talking about someone who is a broker. We're talking about a broker in the middle over here. So you have the person who sold the animal to the Yesomim with a broker in the middle. That's what we're talking about over here. That's where we have a claim. So Hilkach Mishtabai Ihu de lo havayada. So the broker has to make a shvua that he did not know about this. Right? The broker, the owner is going to say, I shouldn't have to pay for this. The broker, you're the one that's involved in this sale. I'm not really involved. You should have known about this, and this whole thing is your fault.
But know about what?
Teeth. Known about the fact that it doesn't have any teeth. Right.
But it was mekhtos, so then it got paid back.
Well, that it was a mekachtos, that this whole sale never should have gone through. Now that it went through, and now I have to pay back afterwards, so you should have to know about this. So the broker is the one, he has to go and make a shua that he did not know about this. Umishalim bikra demei basar bazul. And we say that the herdsman will just have to pay a very small amount. He'll have to pay the cheapest amount for meat. Why would he have to pay the cheapest amount? Because bottom line is, he is still chayv because it happened under his watch. But he did what he could, right? He threw the food to the rabbanan and say, okay, we're not going to penalize you in full. We're just going to give you just a little bit of a knas, of a whatever. You're going to have to pay back the cheapest possible amount because you did ultimately feed the animals like you fed all the other animals, just this was different. Says Gemara, so there was a certain person who, Binyamin gave me his hops again used for beer, to go and watch. So Binyamin also, I also have my own pile of hops over here. So I go and I tell my beer brewer guy to go and make beer from these hops. And he goes and he takes from Binyamin's hops instead. So how are we going to go and judge this case? So again, my beer maker goes and makes beer from Binyamin's hops when I'm watching them for him instead of using mine. Name Alela Dideis Yoshlim. So you could just tell me to go pay. So Amr, I'll say, Ana Amrela Lay Mehai Rami. But I told the guy to go take from mine. I didn't tell him to go take from Binyamin's. Why should I have to pay him back? Name Alela Sarsis Yoshlim. So if you're going to go tell the beer brewer to go and pay, Amr, go Amr Lay Mehai Rami, Mehai Lo Tirmi. He just told me to go take from these, but he didn't tell me not to take from the other ones. So I thought he just had a preference, but I wanted to make it from the other ones. That's not going to necessarily make me chayef. V'desha shir li'isuye lai, hello icy lai, gully daite denechale. But if I saw, let's say my hops were like in the room right next to us, and Binyamin's hops were like down the block, and he goes and takes a while to go get the stuff, so I probably know that he made a mistake. I can probably figure out what happened over here, because if he was getting my hops, he would have been back by now. But now clearly he went down the block to go get Binyamin's hops, and I didn't say anything, so it sounds like I'm the galadas that I actually wanted him to go and use Binyamin's Habs. So Bidalosha, and if he did not wait, meaning if it was a very short amount of time, sof my psida ika. I don't understand the difference, though, says the Gemara. I used his hops, so I'll pay him back for his hops. What are we making such a big deal about this? So we used his hops to make beer, so I'm going to pay him back. Bottom line is, I used his hops, so I should have to go and pay him back for it. So what's going on over here? Says the Gemara, two answers. Amar Asama Barei Derava Dehava Shichro Chala. No, we're talking about a case where it was spoiled beer, where it was spoiled hops. So I'm claiming I shouldn't have to pay him back at all because there was really no benefit. That's why I don't want to have to pay him back. So that's answer number one. Ravashi Amar Bekisei. So no, we're talking about a case where it was like thorny hops. It was really low quality hops. And because it was such low quality, I again don't want to have to pay him back. So that's why this is a whole back and forth. So this was a nice and pleasant daf. Let's just go over again. So we started out with the Mishnah, with a good shmira versus a bad shmira. What exactly is the difference? Money stays biyadcha, diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Speak to Baruch for more on that. We then spoke about the bracha you make on things which are somewhere mina ayin when you're checking your account. Tfilah shav, right? This is similar to what the Gemara says. Like if you hear the fire trucks going and as you're driving home, it feels closer and closer. You can't make a tfilah that, I hope it's not my house, because that's already done, right? That's tfilah shav. But we can make yihi ratzons on certain things. It's important to remind ourselves that Hashem is in charge. Then we got into the proper way to guard, with burying, with in the ceiling, in the walls. And we spoke about how far you have to bury it. Is it the same thing as chametz? And then we got into a lot of different stories about shmira with a lot of different types of ramifications, a lot of different types of examples. This is Daf Membeis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.